I got an apartment that's for sale. Here's the listing for it.
Okay.
59th floor, luxury walk-up with central heat and air, dishwasher.
Wait, stop. 59th floor and it's a walk-up?
It's a luxury walk-up.
Wait a minute. So I have to walk up 59 flights? How's that possible? No.
There's a building in New York now in the financial district. It's 59 stories. The elevator has been out since November.
Oh. Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
People are complaining. It's a 750.
You think they're complaining?
750-unit building.
I'm speechless. Wait, there has to be some law against that.
Now, every now and then, the elevator will go to the 15th floor.
Okay.
But that's as high as it goes. So sometimes you can go up at least 15 flights. But if you live on the 59th story, you're walking.
But there's no way you can walk 59 flights every single day and not get a heart attack. It's there's no way you can do it. It's not possible.
That they haven't fixed it yet. There's no plausible theory, they say, why the problem with this elevator and why it doesn't work. They've hired new people to look at it.
If you're up there and you have an emergency, nobody can come get you.
Can you imagine if you have to walk your dog?
Oh, my God. How are you walking your dog every day? Twice a day?
Or groceries.
Oh, my God. I'd be calling Grubhub like crazy. I would have fresh, direct and Grubhub. Three meals a day.
Those people that deliver, you know, like a 60 pack of water.
Yep.
That's what I want. Yeah, you have to bring it to me. So the building now feels bad.
They feel bad? Wait a second. Hang on a minute. Anthony, this is not possible. Nobody can live on the 59th floor with no elevator for all those months. This must be a huge lawsuit going on. It's got to be, right?
They're putting people now in hotels because they feel bad.
What? They're finally putting people in hotels?
Yeah. I guess now they're mad. It's been since November, but 750-unit building. So you got to imagine how many people live above the 15th floor.
Hang on a minute. You're telling me for nearly 5 months this elevator has been out. Let me tell you something. If the elevator in my building is out for a day, we have four elevators. If the one that goes to the laundry room is out for a day, this building has hell to pay. There's like, how many residents are here? We have, let's see, there's 388 apartments here. And there's at least one person, if not two, per. So there's a couple thousand people that live in this building. We have, what you can do is if the elevator's out that goes to the basement, you take the elevator to the lobby and then you walk down one flight. There are people here that if they had to do that, oh my God, the building would never hear the end of it. They'd call the board. They would call the city. There'd be a lawsuit. There's no way that there's an apartment building with all those flights that has gone 5 months without an elevator. It's not possible.
Okay, so some people have been able to break their lease and get out of this building. But, so I say, good for them, but how the hell are you going to get your bed and all that crap out of the building?
Right, that's the problem. Your stuff is still there. You don't live there anymore, but your stuff does.
You pivot. I bet you would be in great shape, though. I mean, the person next to you on the 59th floor, you guys are buff.
We're buff. We're in great shape.
It's the best shape building you can think of. So now, I mean, they're going to fix it eventually, I think. But it probably you can get a good deal.
No, thank you.
59th floor walk up. So there you go. It's in the financial district. So it's nice.